You're listening to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed that the UK is the third biggest online exporter in the world. The Bangladeshi government has blocked access to six social apps in the country. And the car company Volvo has turned its eyes to the Swedish e-commerce sector with an unusual new feature. Research by PayPal has revealed that the UK is the third biggest online exporter in the world, behind only the US and China. Around 86 million people living outside the UK have bought from British online shops in the last year, with China, the US, France, Germany, Nigeria, and India being the top six countries where these shoppers are coming from. British clothes, shoes, accessories, cosmetics, food, and drink were particularly popular product categories. Foreign buyers were more likely to buy from British websites when discounts were on offer, with shoppers from China actually being 43% more likely to buy on discount days, such as Black Friday and Singles Day. They were also more likely to buy from sites that had pages written in their language, payment options in their own currencies, cheap and fast delivery, and low returns charges. The Bangladeshi government has blocked access to six social apps in the country. Facebook, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, Line, Viber, and Tango have all been blocked indefinitely, following fears of civil unrest after the recent executions of two war criminals. Many Bangladeshi netizens have been skirting around the bans, however, with information about proxy servers and virtual private networks being circulated widely online in the country. Earlier this week, the Bangladeshi government was left red-faced after it accidentally cut off the entire internet to the country for over an hour. The car company Volvo has turned its eyes to the Swedish e-commerce sector with an unusual new feature. Volvo owners with the Volvo On Call app will now be able to get e-commerce purchases delivered to their cars. The Volvo On Call app allows users to lock and unlock their cars remotely. When users choose the in-car delivery service from a participating online retailer, a temporary digital key will allow the delivery person to unlock the car using the Volvo On Call app. The key will only be able to be used once, and the car owner will receive a text message when the delivery has been completed. The delivery companies PostNord, Lecma, and Matt are all participating in the scheme, although the Swedish furniture retailer IKEA has so far refrained from participating. Some commentators have questioned the usefulness of such a service and pondered what advantage it offers users who already have a choice of getting items delivered to the home or to the workplace. The Swedish e-commerce market is predicted to hit 50 billion Swedish krona, that's an equivalent to almost $6 billion, by the end of the year. 81% of digital buyers in Brazil will buy something online this Black Friday, according to predictions by Ebit Informação. Electronics are expected to be the most popular type of item bought online, with computers and other home appliances coming close behind. Out of the 19% of digital buyers who won't be making Black Friday purchases, the most commonly cited reason was that they simply didn't believe there'd be discounts. Just under a quarter of Brazilians are classed as digital buyers, equivalent to around 37 million people. Digital buyers in Brazil are expected to spend almost $20 billion online this year, an increase of 17% on last year. And finally, the kitchen appliances company AO has announced that it will be launching an e-commerce site in the Netherlands. The site is due to launch in the country in the spring of 2016 and will be AO's third market, with the company already having a strong presence in the UK and Germany. The Dutch domestic appliances market is lucrative, worth over 2 billion euros annually, making it an appealing market for appliance companies. And that's all from me today. Thank you for listening. Be sure to visit webcertain.tv for more news, as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. I'll see you next time.